It truly is an honour to be here, isn't it? I feel it all from you that we're all deeply blessed, deeply privileged, deeply honoured to be here. And instead of a meditation from me, I would like us to all participate in using our collective consciousness to send and transmit this energy of peace, benevolence, and awareness to the rest of the planet, so that we can put our prayers of peace, benevolence, compassion, love for one another as brothers and sisters into the soil of this earth, connecting to the energy grids of the earth, that it travels around through the earth, reaching every other human that is standing on the earth right now. If we can also place our intention of love, peace, and compassion through the winds that blow around us, and that these winds will travel far from this place, and they will touch other humans and let them know and experience they are divine. They are brothers and sisters to every other human on the planet. And let us also acknowledge that within the winds are potential water molecules, that through this area where we are, eventually there will be evaporation and water, and those clouds will move and travel to those who are in far, far away places from here. We are sending love and peace, compassionate energy. Many people are in trouble right now. They don't have peace. Let them feel the peace and tranquility that we have here in this moment. Know that you are a transmitter and receiver. So as these prayers go around the world, through the earth, through the winds, into the field, know that it's coming back to you. Allow yourself to receive that so that it may amplify in your heart and generate even more, generating that field. We are the ones we have been waiting for. We are the ones who have chosen to be here right now in this time of extreme shift, as we collectively raise the consciousness of this beautiful planet, Mother Earth. Thank you all for joining these prayers.
And may we continue and expand deeper and further the energy that collectively, in unity, heart to heart, in perfect coherence with Gaia here, from the profound teachings Bertram Tarotsava so graciously shared with us of his ancestors, of his lineage, of all the villages that align with the constellations, with the stars, with our star family, with our star brothers and sisters. Let us open our hearts, our consciousness, our divinity and light even more as we literally now sit, stand very close to Mother Earth. You may even lay your hands on Mother Earth and feel her nourishing you, sending you energy and love, filling you with its healing power. Feel that energy flowing throughout your body, throughout your every molecule, and expanding into your energy field, merging with her energy field, loving you unconditionally. There is no agenda, There is no judgment. There is no opinion. There is only love. A love that has no beginning and no end. A love that is always in a circle, always spiraling upwards, seeking to know itself even more, learning to love itself even more, sharing itself even more, moving to a higher dimension of expression of its love that comes from within you and all around you, just as Spirit, God, Creator of all that is, loves you so enormously, so unconditionally, that it only asks us to love ourselves even more, feel our hearts, soothe our hearts even more. How much more you allow yourself to love yourself in every moment of your day-to-day life will create the peacefulness, the synchronicities, the potentials, the beauty that awaits for you, the joy that comes to you through other relationships, through friends, through work, through family, through meeting other souls from other places on this beautiful planet. As we continue on this journey that has no beginning and no end, from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Even that, dear ones, is a metaphor. There's so much spirituality that is given to so many on this planet. Profound things that mean other things, so that each can find their own message within it, for you're all so unique and so different. And yet there is one basic message. And before I give this, I sat in the valleys, the sacred ones of the Navajo, and I asked permission of the guardians of that canyon to give these spiritual messages. And now I sit on a mesa of the Hopi, and the Hopi, I will ask the same of their guardians. I sit beneath that which is called the Prophecy Rock. As our guide has mentioned, it's not the prophecy for the Hopi. It's the prophecy for all. And I ask permission to give this message from the guardians of this mesa and these lands. And the answer I receive even now is that I was expected. My message is to a far different group than the messages perhaps it would be given of the guide standing here. And this group that is worldwide needs to know these things and hear these things that are portrayed even on this rock. But these are also the words that I gave you over 30 years ago, when I came to this planet in this fashion, in this way, with these messages, and told you something was coming. Now I'm going to ask the group in front of me to do something that those listening later cannot do. I'm going to ask them to look at the rock collectively. Shaped like a wagon, perhaps with three wheels, the first wheel representing the prophecy of World War I, the second one representing World War II, and the third one truly representing the prophecy that many of you have read all of your lives in your scriptures, World War III. It's all there for you to gaze at. But the line that has been scribed on the wagon, as the guide has called it, it is where you sit now. That is today. But I want you to see something. Where that third circle is, that World War III circle is after the line and at the split. Do you see the split going upwards and staying level? The split is the prophecy, the precession of the equinoxes, that which is called perhaps the change, the shift, that many have seen only as doom and gloom, the ones the prophecies have made to almost all the scriptures on the earth, including this one on the rock. Except this one echoes the other ancients of the Maya and the Lakota and so many others who would sit and tell you, there is a choice coming, a choice. And that's what you see. The choice to go the way that you thought you were going with the ways that you had developed yourself in a modern world and another way. An ancient way, a way that has compassion for the earth, a way that aligns itself to the original ones who were here, the original ones that were here for thousands of years, a choice. And what I have been telling you now for all of these years, especially since 2012, is that this choice has actually been made. Things are starting to reveal themselves now. Truth is coming out. And with it comes the dirt as the light is shined upon it. And for the first time, the truths that have been buried start to emerge. And if you follow those truths, and if you then absorb the truths, that changes your consciousness. It changes what you will do next for you and your family. It changes the earth and what it will and will not accept. And right now, again, I'll say it again, this planet is seeing an old energy, another path, trying to take you with it. Another war is here. And all the old energy of that war is saying, come with us, come with us. Let's have another world war. We're going to throw missiles or this or that. And dear ones, that isn't going to happen. Not like you think. Because there are so many on this planet, so many countries, so many consciousnesses that are starting to say, we don't want this again. Let this be the last one of its kind, where we see the last kinds of energies like this. And this is the blessing underneath this prophecy rock. If I had a message for the rock, for the ancients, for the guardians, I would say this. It's happening as you predicted. And we're going to take care of it. Because this planet is starting to see another way of being. And with that comes an enlightened posture, a magnificence of recognizing who the human being has come from. That inside each one of you is the creative source of the earth itself. There is an alliance of all things, O children from the stars. That's also what we teach. This is the time we predicted, and it's here. But there is also more than hope. You have also showed this rock that it was right, that there is a path of enlightenment, a return, even to what we would call common sense spirituality. spirituality of the dirt, I would say. There are so many esoteric thinkers who believe they're going to be whisked away at any moment into the clouds in some kind of dimensional shift, and this is the ascension they expected. Dear ones, the ascension is a return to the planet. That's the ascension. And that's where you are. That's where we are. Cryon tells me right now, this was all expected, that I would sit here under this rock someday and say that to the rock, thank you, for those who created it in the way they did and those today who interpret it the way they do, so we can hear the beginning of great truths and wisdom from so many of those who came before us who have it to give. Now you know why I am in love with humanity. And so it is.